You're listening to Perspective on WFHR 1320 AM 97.5 FM. I'm Melissa Kay, bringing you news in our community. During this interview, I'm talking with Matt Sikowski, Director of Advancement and Alumni Relations with Assumption Catholic Schools, on Friday, February 13th. Thank you for joining me, Matt, to bring the community an update from Assumption.
Melissa, once again, thanks for having me on behalf of Assumption Catholic Schools, and I look forward to our chat.
Yeah. So you've got a variety of things happening here this weekend, and this will, of course, happen after we have this conversation and this is playing on air, but the snowball dance is this weekend for the kiddos, which will have already happened because it's on the 14th.
So, Melissa, that is true. This is an event that takes place this Saturday, and as you mentioned, by the time our viewing audience listens, that event would already be taking place. But it's good to know that we have events like this at Assumption Catholic Schools that the students look forward to.
Mm-hmm.
This particular event is sponsored by our sophomore class, and it is for our high school students,
okay,
grade 9 through 12, 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. I'm not going to be there.
You're not going to be a chaperone.
I think they're going to, I know the kids, there's excitement with the school, especially with the high school. And again, this is something kids can hang out with their friends, fellowship, and we look forward to it.
And enjoy some music and grooving.
Enjoy the music. No live band.
No. Well, I don't know.
I asked Carrie before I came here, are we having a live band? I don't think we have any of that anymore. Everything's done with a DJ.
But then kids get to pick songs that they are familiar with, that they like. You get all genres of music options.
Something for everybody.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's great. And then the bingo is going to happen, but it's not just on Sunday that bingo happens. You have bingo events throughout the rest of the winter here. Is that
bingo,
correct?
Bingo, that is correct, Melissa. It is coordinated, organized by our rural parents. They're a group of passionate parents.
Mm-hmm.
And what they do is throughout the year have fundraisers to be able to help our schools do things that normally they wouldn't be able to do. For example, the money that the rural parents raise can help go towards transportation for a field trip.
Okay.
So bingo is a big part of their fundraising activities. It takes place on Sundays at the high school. It is held throughout the school year. So, for example, as we mentioned, by the time we listen to this, bingo would already have taken place on the 15th of February.
Mm-hmm.
But we do have 3 dates in March, March 1st, 15th, and 29th. April, just one date, April 19th.
Okay.
And we wrap things up on May 3rd.
Okay.
At the high school, doors open at noon, and the actual event itself takes place from 1 to 3. And lastly, really the draw to this is there's a jackpot that keeps accumulating if no one wins it.
Ooh.
And there's a specific term for that. I can't think of it, but that jackpot sometimes can
continue
be as high
to grow.
As $2,000 to $3,000.
Oh, wow.
So I think we have a loyal group of people that love to play.
Well,
but we always love to have new people, too.
And bingo is such a fun game.
It is. The type of gambling that everyone can relate to, right?
That's true. Right. It's a whole, the whole family can come.
The whole family comes. It's good fellowship. I know our rural parents have a nice concession booth for people that go there. So they do a great job.
And the fact that they open the doors an hour before the game starts is a great opportunity to catch up with friends, to secure your spot and set up. I always joke about setting up trolls around your bingo, because those are good luck charms
everything
for bingos, right?
Everything you're saying is true. People come and have their certain spot, and if you sit in there, it's like going to church if you sit in someone's pew. I mean, people get very territorial in a good way.
Oh, right. No, that is wonderful. And then there are a couple more events that you shared with me that we want to talk about in February here. We've got the, on Wednesday, February 18th, which is Ash Wednesday, you'll have Mass at all the schools.
At all the schools. That is, of course, Ash Wednesday begins the Lenten season, not only for the Catholic Church, but through a lot of denominations, Christian denominations. So that is of huge significance.
Okay.
So where we have our schools located, I know in the high school have Mass in the gym. Mm-hmm. Our Lady Queen of Heaven, they have St. Mary's Parish there, St. Vincent de Paul. So one of the great things is our students get to be exposed and go to Mass, and that kicks off a very, it's really the most important thing leading up to Easter as a Christian this time.
So for people who aren't familiar or who aren't of the Christian faith, can you give us a brief overview of what the Lenten season is? Is that what you called it?
The Lenten season, really, Melissa, I love your questions. You put me on the spot a little bit with the theology, but I'll answer it the best I can. The Lenten season is 40 days of when Jesus comes into Jerusalem to fulfill his mission, his passion and suffering, and his death on the cross to give everyone an opportunity to share in life, eternal life, mm-hmm. if we believe. Mm-hmm. So really the Lenten season focuses on that season of Easter, of the Lord's sacrifice for us. And there's very things related to Lent. And I think your viewing audience can kind of relate to it, even if you're not Catholic. There's fasting. We usually have penance. What that means, you give up something that you usually like. It kind of draws us near to God, and we want to challenge ourselves to prepare us for Easter.
So it's a time of renewal.
For renewal. And I mentioned you may want to give up something to abstain. Then again, you may want to do something you normally usually don't do, mm-hmm. like pray the rosary.
Or volunteer.
Yeah. So it really is a spiritual time for all Christians, not only Catholics.
And remind me of those 40 days. Was this when Jesus went into the synagogues and tipped over the tables and called out the Sadducees and the Pharisees for the atrocities that they were doing in the Lord's temple?
I think that is such a great question. A lot of things in the Bible, 40 days. You know, the Israelites were in the desert. Well, that was 40 years, actually. But the 40 days, that's at the beginning of the Gospel of Matthew, that's when Jesus was in the desert for 40 days and 40 mm-hmm. nights being tempted.
Right.
So it all kind of revolves around that, Melissa, that 40 days. But
correct me if I'm wrong, that was part of what he was trying to do, was to tell people that, you know, you're not following God. You're doing things that are not okay. And he wasn't afraid to go into the synagogues and the churches and call out people when they were incorrect.
Yes, and you mentioned just recently or just a little bit ago about how Jesus went into the temple and overturned the tables that the Pharisees were and the Jewish leaders were using to sell market goods.
Mm-hmm.
And what the Lord said, that's not what the temple is for. It's the honor God spiritually instead mm-hmm. of using it for profit.
And for your own.
Absolutely. And really when Jesus did that, that was kind of the telltale of his, what was going to happen during that Holy Week.
Mm-hmm.
Then the leaders were really after him after he did that. But for our benefit.
Yeah. Well, another event that you have coming up on the 20th here briefly in our last couple of minutes is the movie day at Rogers Cinema and birthday breakfast with Miss Brewley?
That is actually with Elizabeth or Beth Kuhn.
Okay.
At St. Vincent de Paul.
Okay.
I think Shelley would love to go there from Our Lady Queen of Heaven, but it's just for St. Vincent de Paul. And again, that's, as I mentioned a little while ago, Melissa, the dollars, even to use a bus to get there to go to the Cinema 6, those are the funds that the rural parents raise for us to be able to do
with these other activities like the Minko.
Exactly. So, okay. I mean, again, these are activities that we do throughout the year, throughout all our schools.
Mm-hmm.
Fun things, fun stuff.
Yeah. Well, let's take a brief pause here to hear from our sponsors. I'm Melissa Kay talking with Matt Sikowski with Assumption Catholic Schools, and you're listening to Perspective on 1320 AM, 97.5 FM, WFHR. Welcome. You're listening to Perspective on WFHR 1320 AM, 97.5 FM. I'm Melissa Kay, bringing you news in our community. I'm speaking with Matt Sikowski, Director of Advancement and Alumni Relations with Assumption Catholic Schools. When we left off, we were talking about some of the events and the fundraisers and the bingo events that you have to help raise those funds to get kiddos to these other outside of school events, such as the movie day at the theater and all of those fun things. But now let's talk about enrollment week month here. February is enrollment month for you. Let's talk a little bit about the process of enrollment and what students would have available to them if they were to attend Assumption Catholic Schools.
I know we've touched on this even a little bit last month, Melissa, and the month of February is key for us at Assumption Catholic Schools, is that we have enrollment, particularly enrollment in our the Choice program in Wisconsin, to be able to help our families with tuition. Mm-hmm. So it goes on until the end of this month. And currently, right now, we have 424 students, pre-K all the way through 12th grade. That's what we have. And we have three schools. We have Our Lady Queen of Heaven, pre-K through second, grades 3 through 5th at St. Vincent de Paul, and then at our high school, middle school, 6th grade through 12th grade. So right now we're accepting enrollment. Carrie Klein is a key person in this. She's our enrollment director.
She is the lady with all of the answers.
I don't think she likes the month of February too much because it's so busy, but Carrie is wonderful. She's been doing this a number of years, an excellent resource, and you need to contact Carrie if you have any questions with enrollment or if you want a tour. Mm. And Carrie's direct line, 715-422-0901. Go on our website to look Carrie's information more if you want to contact her. But, you know, with our schools, Melissa, there are so many advantages. And I want to relay this point to the viewing audience to really check us out. Check out everything that Assumption Catholic Schools has to offer. Smaller class sizes. I could really go through the whole
You do
hour
have a, quite,
with this.
Quite a great one little fast fact sheet here. It talks about your average ACT score is 23, and the state average is 19.4. You've got athletics for both boys and girls. The student enrichment opportunities. You've got a vast array of clubs available, even college credit courses that students can take. And then, and also included on here are your tuition rates, which, as you mentioned, they're not cheap. So the Choice, tell us a little bit more about that.
The Choice is a program where, depending on what a family earns, if they qualify with whatever the table is, mm-hmm. or whatever the mark is, you'd be able to receive a reduction in your tuition at Assumption Catholic Schools. But you have to apply for it, and that's where Carrie comes into play, mm-hmm. where she can direct you where to go and what information you need to fill out. And it can really, you know what, Melissa, that is, the Choice program is so huge to us. Mm-hmm. I want to say a percentage of our families, maybe close to 60%, are on that Choice. That really helps out, you know, with our high tuition. Mm-hmm. That's just the way it is. So right. It behooves you to check that out to see if you qualify for mm-hmm. it.
Yeah, because that's a pretty steep tuition price there, but you know, if that is something that you're interested in, absolutely. Why don't you give Carrie's number again?
Carrie's number. I'm going to give Carrie's email address, and that is a great way to get a hold of her as well. Her direct line, 715-422-0914.
0901.
That's my. You guys can still call me. You know, I got her
Matt.
Number right.
He might transfer you to Carrie.
Melissa, great, great set of eyes and ears. 715-422-0901.
Yes.
For Carrie. And email kerry.klein@acswr.org. Yes.
All right. Yep. And if you head to the website, which is, I believe it's just Assumption, right? Is the website?
AssumptionCatholicSchools.org.
There you go. And then you can find that information there as well. And I know you wanted to read this statement by one of your school's principals about why parents should choose Assumption Catholic.
I sure love to do that. And again, the fact sheet that Melissa and I were just talking about is available on our website. I always keep pointing back to the website, but
that's where all the information is.
Mm-hmm. And before I go into Shelley's quote, not only athletics, but we do have a theatrical program too, We had our first musical since 2019 this past fall.
Oh, that was Sister Act, wasn't it?
Sister Act. And we plan on doing another one to come this coming next school year.
Oh,
so
good.
That is, again, this if you have an aspiring kid that loves drama, check us out. Mm-hmm. But here's a quote from one of our principals, Shelley Brule. She was our principal at Our Lady Queen of Heaven, the pre-K through second grade. And it really sums up everything about a Catholic education and why Assumption Catholic Schools is so special in this community. And Shelley wrote, "I think families should consider Assumption Catholic Schools because we educate the whole child, academically, spiritually, and socially. Our students receive a strong academic foundation in a faith-centered environment where they are known, valued, loved, and supported by a dedicated and committed faculty who truly care about each kid, each child." That really sums it up beautifully.
And then I'm interested to know, because part of your title is the alumni. Tell me a little bit about how alumni are involved in Catholic schools as a whole at Assumption.
Yes, indeed. So we touched on the cost of tuition.
Mm-hmm.
So one of my main responsibilities is to raise or find resources of revenue that can help our families with their tuition. That's where the alumni really are supportive. We reach out to them as being able to help us support not only tuition for our families, but other projects we have at our schools, facilities improvements.
Mm-hmm.
Our alumni, huge source of our income.
Okay.
They're very generous. Not only that, with their financial capabilities, but with their time, we have a lot of our volunteers, our alumni, with a lot of our other activities that we offer. So the alumni, it's not just, hey, I graduated from Assumption, adios. There's a buy-in, there's pride, there's love for the school, and it's just great to see that. And, you know, what I do, one of the things I do, Melissa, is send out a quarterly Raise Rural newsletter that goes to our alumni. And I can tell you firsthand how generous they are with the donations they send back to us. So it really is just a really cool, neat thing to see this, that you have someone that who went to Assumption and meant something in their life, and they want to give something back.
Mm-hmm.
So the alumni, huge to what we do.
Do you do, I know a lot of classes have like reunions, class reunions. Do you do an alumni reunion?
Well, that's a great question. I know in my 2 years here, I've been contacted by a few classes that what I do, I supply them the class list.
Mm.
And then usually the president of that class that organizes some type of reunion, I'm there to assist.
Nice.
If they want a tour of the high school, I'll set that up and give them the tour. But
any changes that happened since they were there?
Absolutely. And they usually love coming back to the school. But in my experience so far, it has been the classes way back, talking 1961, 68, 1975. We had, I think, 2 years ago. So it is really neat seeing them come back.
Mm-hmm.
Well, really neat.
Tell us again how people can get in touch with you. I'm going to have you give your number this time.
I'm not going to give you Carrie's number this time. So, Melissa, my direct line, and please don't hesitate to contact me. I'd love to hear from you. And my number, 715-422-0914. And then email Matthew, MATTHEW@ACSWR.org. Love to hear from you all out there. And Melissa, thanks for having me as always.
Absolutely. I'm Melissa Kay, speaking with Matt Zukowski with Assumption Catholic Schools. Thank you again for taking the time to talk with us, Matt.
Thanks, Melissa. Enjoy the balmy weather.
Yes, indeed. And thank you to listeners joining us for News in Our Community on Perspective, 1320 AM, 97.5 FM, WFHR.